In the time that passes between when I was a kid in high school and when I started teaching, we really see the advent of the internet. Right about the time that the internet gets going as an educational tool, I take off from Wisconsin and move to Kansas, small town Kansas, where I had an opportunity to teach in a lovely small town, rural Kansas school district, where I was teaching my favorite subject, American government. My first year, super gung-ho, gonna teach American government, love the political system. Kids in the 12th grade, not exactly all that enthusiastic about the American government system. Year two, learned a few things, had to change my tactic, and I put in front of them an authentic experience that allowed them to learn for themselves. I didn't tell them what to do or how to do it. I posed a problem in front of them, which was to put on an election forum for their own community. They produced flyers, they called offices, they checked schedules, they were meeting with secretaries, they produced an election forum booklet for the entire town to learn more about their candidates. They invited everyone into the school for an evening of conversation about government and politics and, you know, whether or not the streets were done well, and really have this robust experiential learning. The older teachers, more experienced, looked at me and went, oh, there she is, that's so cute. She's trying to get that done. She doesn't know what she's in for. But I knew that the kids would show up, and I believed it, and I told them every week how what I expected out of them. And that night, all 90 kids, dressed appropriately, doing their job, owning it, I had to just sit and watch. It was theirs. It was experiential. It was authentic. It meant something to them, and they will step up.